Hey everybody, running a little bit behind this morning. Had plenty of coffee, but still running behind. Got caught up in some work. If you don't know this about me, I like to really focus on something and then not give up doing it until I'm done with it. And if it's not working out, I might spend like an hour and a half just getting nowhere. So that's pretty fun. But enough about me. Let's talk a little bit more about myself. So this weekend happened to be my wife's 30th birthday party. Apparently, you should do big things for the decades. But it was fun. Went bowling. I'm awful. I bowl about a 50, so think that's pretty good. That's what I did. I wanted to talk about this week is a simple tip to weight loss. Majority of my clients and probably you out there want to weigh a little less. And that's great. The big thing is to figure out why you want to weigh less and what really happens when you get to that goal. Because a lot of times we don't think that out. It's like, I just need to lose 5 pounds. Why? What's at 5 pounds? And honestly, probably you gotta really focus on your mental and self image during that 5 pound loss. Again, that's fine. And some of us, we just need to lose a lot of weight for health, healthy joints, healthy knees, be able to live life to our fullest. And that is a noble cause. And I am all for that. And weight loss can become very frustrating at that point. If you are trying, you're doing what seems to be right. I'm working out, being more active. And that's great because we know at the base and the heart of it, it's simple. Calories in, calories out. Energy in, energy out. The more energy output I get, so the more active I am, I should lose weight as long as I'm not replacing that with calories. And so where most of us fail is we'll go on these extremes, right? We call them sprints, but at the end of the sprints, we go back to the life before. So meaning I did a hard diet or I did a cleanse and I lost 5 pounds. But now I have nowhere to go. So I go back to the lifestyle I had before. And so that's where we get into these cycles, is because we never changed what we're used to doing. We just changed something for a sprint, but it had no long-term ramifications. And that's why the simple trick I use is the first step that I use with every client. And if you're not able to do this step, then I truly feel you are not ready to change. And that is doing a food audit, logging, food journaling, doing that step. Not simple. It's simple in the sense that you're just tracking it. But it is very hard. It is fatiguing to write in. It is a shock in the mirror saying, oh crap, I just ate like 3 servings of Chinese food last night and I really don't want to track that. Or I went out with my friends and had like 5 drinks. I don't really want to track that because I didn't realize that was 250 calories. And now I had 1,000 calories of liquid that night and that really puts me over. And it is a slap in the face, but that's why it's so important. When you do your finances and you're complaining about not having money, you track it, right? You know where it's coming in and out. And in the beginning, it's a shock. It's hard because you don't want to give up that thing. I don't want to give up my morning coffees and make it at home. I don't want to do X. It's hard. There is a little bit of a pinch point to it, right? And it's the same with nutrition. Oh, I don't want to give up my daily routine. But by auditing your food or doing a journal, it makes you aware of it. And that step alone, for 90% of my clients, will cause them to lose weight. And then from there, you can kind of see and tweak because now I know what's coming in and out. I can kind of plan for the future. And that's really the biggest thing. And that's why I encourage you, if you're going to make one step, it's not easy, but it'll be the best bang for your buck. Start there first. That's all I have to say. If you start with that one tip, I know you will lose weight. So if you have any more questions or comments, please leave them down below. Or feel free to check me out at joshwilliamsfitness.com. And I will be looking forward to seeing you all next week. So have a great day. Bye-bye.